You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
And talking with me through all the emotions and the feelings that I was having, and my friends, when I was hanging out with them at church, they were also amazing. But honestly, I just felt like I disappointed God and that He abandoned me. So the end of my sophomore year, I'd come to this point in my life that I decided that I wanted to take my own life. And by the grace of God, I'm standing in front of you today. And it was about 10 days later, I'd kind of come to that realization. I met the Lord in such an incredible way. I remember taking a shower, and I was just brought to my knees. And I just felt this sense of peace that I'd never felt before. I knew that in that moment, whatever I did, whatever I was putting in my body, whatever I was doing, just wasn't going to satisfy, and that I needed the Lord. In that moment, I knew that I had met my Savior. Shortly after, I met my two mentors who walked with me through some of the hardest points in my life, but pointed me to the Lord through it all. They taught me that the Christian life wasn't something to escape the pain, but rather it's a relationship with Jesus as He walks us through the pain. In the years after, I spent most of my time getting my life together and just falling in love with Jesus in a way that I never thought I could before. For the rest of high school, it was pretty tough to get out of bed in the morning. I was still struggling with depression. I was still struggling with anxiety. Like, that just didn't go away when I met Jesus. So I had to get up every morning and, like, look in the mirror and say, even if today sucks, I'm still going to rejoice and praise the Lord because He is good. When I turned 18, this led to me getting a tattoo on my leg that says, even if, as just a gentle reminder, because I still struggle with those same thoughts today. And so on bad days, I kind of just look down and say, okay, like, even if today sucks, like, it's going to be okay. My senior year was flipped upside down when the Lord called me away from ministry, or the Lord called me away from nursing into ministry. I was kind of like, dude, what the heck? Like, I thought I had my life together. Like, it was good. I was going to go be a pediatric nurse. I was going to help kids. Like, that's all I wanted to do. But the Lord kind of revealed to me that even though I wasn't helping kids physically, I was helping kids spiritually and mentally, and that the church is a hospital. And I was like, whoa. And so I was like, that's awesome. So I was really excited to what the Lord was placing on my life and just opened all the possibilities and ideas of what youth ministry could be and how I could step into that. I then discovered Asbury, and the second I stepped foot on campus, I knew that this is where the Lord wanted me to be. Freshman year wasn't easy by no means. I struggled with comparison and trying to please people around me. I was honestly scared of all the things that I did in high school because, like, it wasn't really talked about, and I met all my friends, and I was like, okay, like, I'm just going to pretend to be this good Christian girl, and no one's going to know, and everything's going to be fine. So fast forward to the outpouring. Not going to lie, the outpouring was really hard. I struggled a lot. The first couple days were awesome, and I was loving it. And then it got a little tough. I remember I just thought I had experienced healing from self-harm, depression, and anxiety. And for like a week, I was fine. And for the first time in such a long time, I just remember feeling such relief and just this weight lifted off of me. And I was like, this is awesome. Like, I haven't felt this in such a long time. But then the thoughts and the temptations started to creep right back in. And I was so lost, and I felt, again, abandoned by God. However, God was just teaching me that I was not the sin that tied me down. And when I looked in the mirror, I wasn't the girl who struggled with temptation or self-harm or whatever it would be. Rather, that I am a child of the Most High King who loves me and sees me. For so long, I was scared to tell my story because it's kind of a confession, I thought. And I was just terrified of what I had done. But the summer after my freshman year, I got to work a summer camp, and I got to sit down and talk with a girl who was thinking about taking her own life. And because of my story and because of the way that Jesus worked in me, I was able to be there for her and comfort her, but more importantly, show her how Jesus could also be there for her and touch her. This taught me that my story can bring glory back to God and that it's nothing to be ashamed of. Because of God working in me, I'm able to help those around me struggling. And although I still have the bad days and the days that I wake up sad for no reason, I know that I can rejoice in the Lord and rejoice in the suffering because I have a hope and purpose in this life now that I have Jesus. So my encouragement to you all this morning is that it's okay to be honest. And it's okay to admit that life sometimes sucks, because it does. But with Jesus, he offers us a better life. And although we still walk through the pain, he can walk with us too. And when we walk through the fire, we're never going to be alone. He takes us from our lowest point to our highest point, and we can grab a hold of his hand and do life together with him. A verse that I often go back to is Deuteronomy 31:8, which says, "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid or dismayed." The Lord goes before us. He knows what you're going through. He sees you. He hears your cries. He is with us, and he is for us. Another thing that I want to leave you with this morning is that your story is powerful, no matter what end it's on. Either I've done all the bad things in this world and I'm afraid to share them, or I've known Jesus my whole life and I love him and I don't really see that as a story. It is. Either side that you're on, or you're somewhere in the middle, your story is powerful, it's useful, and it's needed. So to wrap up, if you haven't heard anything that I've said, please listen to these two things. One, that what you have gone through is nothing to be ashamed of, and your story is so powerful. You can use it, and you can share it. But also, Jesus takes a hold of you, and it holds you on your worst days and on your good days. And with him, a life, this life that we have is better with him. Revelation 12:11 says, "They have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony." Sharing your testimony and by the blood of the Lamb, you can conquer the enemy. And so I just want to leave you guys with that this morning. Thank you all so much, and enjoy the rest of your day.